Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty here. On a Wednesday, it's a Rusty and Dusty edition.
What?
Thanks for partying with us today. Whether it's on The Fan, youtube.com/1080am, The Fan 99.5 HD2, twitch.tv, the Odyssey app, wherever you take in this program, thank you. Thank you. All right, let's take a little bit of inventory here, Rusty. You weren't here yesterday when this news broke.
No.
Damian Martinez entered the transfer portal or intends to enter the transfer portal when it opens on April 16th. Mm-hmm. And it was a jarring announcement to Beaver fans because of what he had said.
Just a few months ago
after Jonathan Smith left and how committed he was to Oregon State.
Yeah.
Here we are just a few practices into spring ball and it's like, deuces.
Yeah. It is a tough look because of the way it was coming up right about 4 months ago now, I think before Christmas, where he said that he was going to be staying and he felt betrayed by Coach Smith. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of the timeline of when it was that Coach said he was leaving and then when he said that he's going to stay. But, you know, trying to give him credit for maybe it was just an emotional decision at the time to be like, all right, you know, screw this. I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight through it. And even then, it still might have been because it was just still pretty fresh, a month or so.
Yeah.
And look, he's also basically a kid, you know, and people change their minds. It's, what are you going to do? And I can't blame him for doing it.
excuse me. No, you can't. You can't blame the kid for looking out for his best interest.
Yeah.
But where I think the larger question that looms around Oregon State fans is, all right, well, what changed with you?
Mm-hmm.
What was it that changed? We had the Pete Thamel report yesterday that we talked about with $400,000 is the NIL that he was in line to get this year at Oregon State. And even at that point, he said, you know, not enough. And this is, I said this yesterday, I continue to say it, whether it's recruiting or retention of your roster, look, all of the Power Five programs have money. Even the ones that don't have, you know, the buku bucks, you have money that you will give to your stars.
Right.
it will get your foot in the door in recruiting. It can help close in recruiting. It does not dictate everything because everybody has that money. They do.
Yeah.
And so when we get the real story out of Damian Martinez, who he released a statement, and I'm not sure that it sits well with Beaver fans right now. Well, I know it doesn't sit well with Beaver fans right now because, look, you're the scorned lover, and you have every right to feel scorned by Damian Martinez because this is the best player on your roster.
Yeah.
He accounted for, you know, over 1,300 yards last year for Oregon State, and they return now with him gone 598 yards of total offense. That's it.
Yikes.
That is it.
Man.
And what Martinez's statement was this morning, he posted it, said, "Some decisions are harder than others, and this is easily the hardest one I've made in my entire life. I want to thank every coach, fan, and Beaver Nation as a whole for your love and support. I can truly say I've given my all to Oregon State and appreciate everything OSU has given me. After long talks with my family and the people closest to me, I intend to enter the transfer portal to continue chasing my childhood dreams for this upcoming season. I'm looking forward to what is coming next. Please respect my decision."
I was waiting for that.
That's not going to happen. Phrase. Like, and no. It sucks that his decision won't be respected.
Right.
But that's the world we live in right now. And look, there's a lot of pissed off Beaver fans, and I get it.
Yeah,
get it.
The hard part is he's just dealing with the cards that have been dealt to him. And he's just the latest in a line of the example of what started or should be blamed at the top of the administration in that school is just that S rolls downhill. Yeah. And it rolled downhill and finally caught him, too.
Well, we went through all this yesterday, the litany of things that could have, you know, arisen since he made his, you know, support of Oregon State and commitment to Oregon State and staying, mm-hmm. whether it is taking a look at the room and going, this is not it,
yeah.
or maybe the culture has changed so dramatically with Jonathan Smith gone that it isn't the same Oregon yeah. State football program. It could be just as simple as, hey, I'm potentially one of the best running backs in the next year's draft class.
Yeah.
And I want to bolster my stock as much as I can. I saw what Blake Corum, the bump that Blake Corum got after being not as productive as he was pre-knee injury, wins a national title.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, Blake Corum.
Yeah, and guess what? You're just not going to get those kinds of eyes on you at Oregon State
anymore. You won't. But the larger question, it was to the reaction of Oregon State fans yesterday, and where do you sit with not just the football program, but the athletic department as a whole, because there's a lot of, well, we've given the money uh-huh. and the money isn't keeping guys.
Right.
What do we need to do? We're getting lapped. We're getting left behind. We are in no man's land right now.
Yeah.
Where do Beaver fans sit with Oregon State?
They have to realize that they're not playing with the big boys anymore. Even as much as they weren't really before, they were always kind of still the little brother to the big boys, but now they're the little redheaded stepchild.
Well, this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. 503-864-6326 says, OSU, now more than ever, is just a farm team for the Power Four. Literally, absolutely no reason to be excited or optimistic about anything relating to the future of Beaver Athletics. Only hope now is the baseball team wins it all this year before they get picked over.
Yikes.
I understand that line of thinking.
Yeah.
You get pushed to the little kids' table in the conference realignment shuffle. Even these small victories of you and Washington State sharing that $100 million over the next 2 years to, you know, keep you afloat as you figure out what's going on.
Right.
I understand that the apprehension of will they actually figure it out? Because you can go back three presidents ago to Ed Ray of the university, who was the most staunch defender of Larry Scott, in that, look, that ultimately sank the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Right? Was how long he was in command. Now, it just wasn't Ed Ray. I mean, Michael Crow down at Arizona State, he played a massive role in that as well. But those were the two that everybody whether it's John Wilner, whether it's the, you know, national college sports insiders, they say those were the defenders of Larry Scott. You can go back three presidents ago. Now you're sitting there and there's a lot of vitriol towards, you know, Scott Barnes. And, you know, we've got texts coming in, flooding the text line about Scott Barnes. And, you know, can someone please explain why Scott Barnes, why OSU pays Scott Barnes like he's running a top 20 athletic department in the country? He literally cheaped out in, now we lost it. And screwed up the athletic departments.
I think I found it here. Cheaped out and done nothing but hire former alums and so far has been lucky with those hires. Bray, TBD, but he's responsible for paying Tinkle so much for so long because of a single 2 to 3 week run they couldn't get out of. He is the highest paid coach at OSU and consistently produces the worst product. That's on Barnes.
Look, the Wayne Tinkle extension, when you go to the Elite Eight, you get an extension.
Yeah. That's
that always happens, unfortunately.
The business of college sports, right?
Yep.
And it doesn't always work out, and it is not working out on the men's basketball side. You know, whether you look at women's basketball, and Scott Ruick is in a great place, and that is one of those alums who cares deeply about the program, and now you got to worry about, is Stanford going to come knocking on the door of Scott Ruick and say, you know, Tara Vanderveer stepping down and retiring yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, does Stanford go and take a look at a West Coast guy and the opportunity to coach in the ACC for Ruick now? Is that going to be appealing to him? I don't think it will be because he is entrenched in Oregon State. But you also look at the turnover on the roster so far, and it may not be done yet. Who knows where he is at? Mitch Canham has massive shoes to fill. In replacing Pat Casey, he has done a phenomenal job, and they are a top five program in college baseball yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, he has done a remarkable job in filling the shoes. Nobody wants to follow the legend. He's following the legend, doing a very damn good job at it.
Yeah.
Trent Bray is TBD, and this is going to be the really interesting part for Oregon State is you can't afford to let this backslide. You can't, like, you're not in a position where you can say, hey, well, we're going to let him figure it out. You really aren't.
Yeah.
And that's a tough spot for Bray to be in. Mm-hmm. It's a really tough spot for the athletic department to be in, too.
Well, and what the school administration needs to be focusing on is not just focusing on the immediate future and what to do right now, but they need to be looking ahead to what still could be a changing landscape with the uncertainty of the ACC, because you could have a whole nother round of realignments coming up, and so that they need to stay focused on that and see if they can get themselves back to relevant again.
Yeah, this Damian Martinez news, it just reminds me of the feeling I got when, as a Duck fan, you know, they got left in the lurch twice by Willie Taggart and Mario Cristobal, keys to their program, not players, but at the time, what we thought, and Mario was at the time, key to Oregon's success as a whole and key to their marketing campaign, right? Damian Martinez was essentially the Oregon State marketing campaign for this year. I get it. It sucks. It's just, this is kind of what happens when we get to these points, but I feel for you Beavers fans, and if I'm you, I put all the money that I can into this program. I buy season tickets supporting my sports, not because you are a fan of Scott Barnes, not because you're a fan of any of their coaches or their athletic directors, but simply put, you have to show love because the people above you, the people running these departments are not showing any love. So it is up to you.
Yep. This is a Texas former Beaver player and current Beaver fan. I get and respect the decision 100%. Makes me sad more than angry. And that is where I think that's why I wanted to have this discussion today, is because yesterday it was all anger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like there was a lot of anger over it. The dust settles a little bit and you start to realize it. And that, I think, is where Oregon State is, because it is not. That's where the Beaver fan should be, is less angry, more just like, boy, life comes at you fast because of all of the optimism that there was entering last season. And then Jonathan Smith leaves. You know, this is after the conference realignment shuffle happens. It was like, if we can hold on to our own and Jonathan Smith, the football program will be okay. And then Smith leaves.
Yeah.
And the mass exodus everywhere else happens. You lose Aiden Chiles. You lose your receiver room. You have so much turnover in that roster. But you had that hope of Damian Martinez and Josh Gray were going to be the guys that hold this bad boy together. And maybe, just maybe, you can gain a little bit momentum by not playing a truly bona fide Power 5 schedule, despite the fact you do have Oregon, Purdue, Washington State, Cal on the schedule. It's a Mountain West schedule.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and you can look for the hope and build forward and stay relevant. That's the goal over the next 2 years. Oregon State has got to just stay relevant. And how do you do that when the guy who was your biggest supporter and the biggest backer in Damian Martinez says, deuces, finally.
Yeah. They're in an unfortunate position, and they just got to see how they can climb their way out of it.
You clean house. I think there's something going on there, and you got to just poof and start all over again, I feel like.
Yep. Another text comes in that says, I don't fault Damian. I just wish he would have just left when Smith did. This hurts more now, and you know he's already collected some of the NIL money. That's a big one, too. I would say, and we saw people saying yesterday, and like this text says, you know, speaking pretty broadly about Beaver fan, I'm a diehard, and while I'm sad, I totally get it. He's going to get a ton of money in a better O-line. B fans are smarter than you're giving us credit for. What we saw yesterday was a lot of, I'm just done with the athletic department.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like this text right here, why? Donating to NIL doesn't make a difference. Can't keep anyone anyway. There, like, a majority of fans are more level-headed.
Yeah.
And being sad as opposed to angry is that smarter play and is the way that a lot of them are. But here's the question. Is that donating to NIL a fool's game? We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cream rises to the top, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
No free ads, but snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Is NIL a fool's game at a program like Oregon State? That's what a lot of fans are asking right now. And this is the... Financially, you have got to be able to pay the guys that are worthy of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is, you need to have some money to be distributed. and this is the thing, is that whether that takes form of NIL or, you know, the legislation that is coming down the pipeline that will, in all likelihood, make student athletes employees, that's going to be funded the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not kidding ourselves. It's going to be largely donation-based for the way that your compensation is doled out to your student athletes.
They're doing a GoFundMe.
That's the them's the breaks, and that's the reality of it. And this is where you go. I think that in this era of name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal, it is so hard for schools to wrap their heads around how to operate in this space. You see the programs that are doing it better than anybody else. UConn basketball is a great example of this. UConn basketball is not as deep in the pocketbooks as, you know, a lot of other programs are out there.
Right.
They are steeped in tradition. Mm-hmm. They identify the talent that is perfect. And this is what Jonathan Smith did so well at Oregon State. Identifying the talent, getting on them early, and then you have to find a special kind of player to go there. And there is a lot more vetting. And it takes a lot more legwork.
Yep.
And you have to be more specific in where you allocate that money. And that's on the athletic department. And that will be on these athletic departments moving forward. But I've seen a lot of Oregon State fans. And again, it's not all of them. And everybody's just like, oh, this isn't all Beaver fans. Well, yeah, but there's a real vote. There's a vocal minority.
Yeah.
That is trying to say, nope, not worth it. Not worth it one bit to invest in the program. Yeah. And that investment isn't from guys like you and I.
Right.
That investment comes from your mega donors, the people that are built like that financially.
Yeah, your Reesers, are they getting any of that NVIDIA money?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not. But the idea that you just get out of that space that space isn't important, that's very short-sighted because of the way that athletics is transforming, that In the particular space that Oregon State and Washington State are in right now, which is no man's land, you've got to make sure that you are in a place to, when it comes time, if there comes a time to compete financially and you get into a big conference, you are ready to do it. And it's like we've talked about this with Oregon State and the way that they, you know, slow played the renovations to Reser Stadium. They did it the right way, where they paid down their debt and then they started spending money on facility upgrades and all that jazz. Now you're in a space where you have got to make sure that you position yourself to, one, make yourself attractive to a new partner.
Right.
Whether it's a super league or a Power Four conference. But also, so you don't get lapped by the Mountain West, because it is important to the Boise States.
Exactly.
San Diego State. UNLV's got an influx of money now.
Yeah, you can't just say F it and throw your hands up in the air and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm out. Because then you're going to become you will go to the depth of irrelevance.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like this text, need some of that live golf money for Beaver football. If you go down, just get in bed with the Saudis.
Right. All it takes is one of you.
Good Lord. This text, it's not amateur athletics anymore. Fans shouldn't fund players' paychecks. The kids should be employees of the university. Yeah, and we're going down that road. That road is coming very quickly. But how much you can afford to pay the student-athletes, it's going to be dependent on how much money that athletic department rakes in. Just like any other business, if you don't have the cash, you ain't going to have the employees. And you're not going to have the better employees ask for a higher premium on that paycheck, right?
Yep.
And so I think that's one of the ones that you look at and you go, it's not time to abandon ship by any stretch. And like, look, I look at, and I said this yesterday, one of the darkest hours of Oregon State football was Gary Anderson era. And we remember that there was a rallying cry, and at Washington State as well, prior to the Mike Leach hiring.
Mm-hmm.
After Paul Wolf, it was, if you want to show your support, I think it was Bill Moose who said it, if you want to show your support, open up your checkbook.
Yeah.
And that is where the separating factor will be with Oregon State, Washington State in their new lot in life, which very may well be the Mountain West moving forward or a Group of Five school.
Yeah.
It could change and they could end up in a power conference, but that's going to be the big separator is the fan support. And I don't blame fans for being mad, sad, all of it.
Yeah. Look, you're the sixth that just got dumped by your wife who made all the money. So now you're trying to pick up all the pieces and figure out how to move forward.
Yep.
How am I going to pay the rent?
Yeah. Yeah. This text says, my friend who is the most diehard Beaver fan I know told me today he won't even go to a game next year. See, in a lot of that, I believe that come August, it's going to change. Because, look, this is what's going to happen. Beaver fans are going to convince themselves that, you know, Jam Griffin, who is back after a one-year pit stop at Ole Miss, is back. Anthony Hankerson came in from Colorado, who was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't their future with you know, Dylan Edwards.
Right.
The guys, you'll talk yourselves into Newell, Griffin, Hankerson. You'll talk your. This is how fandom works.
Right.
What you're going through right now as a fan is exactly how every player reacts when the coach leaves. Like, you're sitting there, some get pissed, they jump ship,
yep,
and they're out immediately, okay? Some say, I'm going to see this through, and then cooler heads prevail, and you sit there and you take a look at the landscape, and you say, I'm either in or I'm out. And some are going to go the Damian Martinez way, where they're like, hell no, I'm in. And then all of a sudden, the season's going to start, and you're going to go, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reality of it. Then... I went through three head coaches in college. Seen it before. Yeah. It's something that happens where you're just sitting there and there's a lot of emotions that happen when you feel like you're getting left behind, and especially when you feel like you're getting left for something that isn't as attractive as what you love and what you care about, which in this case is Oregon State Athletics. You know, you care about it. You have a passion for it. And it sucks that anybody would say, deuces, I'm out.
Right.
Especially when it's a guy like Jonathan Smith and it's one of your own. Especially when it's a Damian Martinez who says how much he cares about Oregon State and then turns and bolts a couple months later. It's a hard position to be in.
It is. I don't envy Beaver fan. You gotta look in the proper directions and blame the right people. And the ones that we're angry at from yesterday are just doing the best they can to deal with the situation, too.
Yep, absolutely. All right, 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. Hey, the worst day on the web takes a turn for the better. That after, not Rust, Schultzy with SportsCenter.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right, it is now time for our worst day on the web, which is actually a bright spot today, huh?
It's nice to have one of those for once.
Yeah. You know, old golfer Gary Woodland?
Yeah.
The Woodland Creature. If that's not his nickname, it needs to be. Right.
Anybody with Woodland Creature in their name, you know, that's an interesting one.
You've got to be the Woodland Creature, you know, just out there singing putts. Today is the par 3 contest at Augusta National, and Gary Woodland hit his first hole in one as a member of the par 3 contest. And what is impressive about that is that this comes 6 months after brain surgery that saved his life.
That's a pretty impressive comeback.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently not as impressive as DeMar Hamlin, who didn't even win comeback player of the year in the NFL. So yeah. Joe Flacco beat him out for that one, which I still don't know how that happened.
Yeah. Joe Flacco didn't even have to die.
No.
I didn't. I'm on the other side of this one, Dusty. I did not know that the comeback player of the year involved dying and coming back. I thought it was all about, like, on the field, whether or not you play well.
Oh, you mean the guy who threw more interceptions than touchdowns? That guy? We talking about that Joe Flacco?
Yeah, well, and the fact that the guy that died on the field managed to come back and live on the field.
And play again.
Didn't Joe Flacco lead the Browns to the playoffs? Just throwing that out there.
What happened in that playoff game?
I'm not saying that they played well in the playoffs.
Because Joe Flacco still sucks.
Hey, but he came
like,
back.
They're like, oh, you're Joe Flacco, great story. Great story. He threw like 15 picks in four games.
I sound like an ass, but like, hey, congrats to DeMar Hamlin. I love that you are alive, and I love that we have this amazing medical like facilities like right there. But like,
it's amazing.
Doesn't mean he deserves comeback player of the year. I'm sorry.
And Joe Flacco did. Joe Flacco. Here we go. In five games, eight interceptions. He threw 13 touchdowns, eight interceptions. Eight interceptions in five games. And that's what we're giving our comeback player of the year to. 13.
That ain't bad. 13 and 8. I'll take it, baby.
You shouldn't. No, people shouldn't be like, that's okay.
In a league with very mediocre quarterbacks where at least half the guys starting on teams are closer to backup talent than starting talent, really. No, I'll take 13 and 8 any day of the week.
No, not over the guy who died on a field and then came back to play.
Oh, God. You and I will never agree about this, and that's okay.
No, I am anti-Joe Flacco. Would we have given Deshaun Watson the comeback player of the year, who had a higher completion percentage, had a better touchdown interception ratio? Because Joe Flacco went 13-8, Deshaun Watson went 7-4.
Would the NFL ever allow him to win another award?
No. And he shouldn't, as shouldn't Joe Flacco.
So yeah, well, I'm not anti Joe Flacco. I'm just pro DeMar Hamlin.
And, yes.
And anti-anti.
No, I'm anti-Joe Flacco, but it was cool. It was cool.
It was cool.
Not as cool as Gary Woodland. He had a brain lesion.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
And he comes back, he hits a hole-in-one today. And like, that's a cool thing about the par three contest. You got guys like, stories like Gary Woodland hits his first in the par three 6 months after surgery. On his brain.
Yeah.
You get Jack's grandson hit a hole in one today as his caddy.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculously awesome.
That's pretty killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or what's cooler, hitting a hole in one there on the bag for your grandfather, or just the fact that your grandfather is Jack Nicklaus?
Jack Nicklaus being your grandfather is pretty damn cool, but then you can one up that by saying, you know, hole in one on his bag.
Yeah, I would say
par three contest.
Some people out there, that hole in one would be the peak of their life. I think just being a Nicklaus, that's probably, he's got so many more things going on.
Heck yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty awesome. Despite what you think of Joe Flacco, Gary Woodland hitting a hole in one at the par three contest 6 months after brain surgery.
And we also had Luke List, Augusta's own.
Yeah, in your hometown?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Nailing a hole-in-one.
I think Augusta National Golf Club, it might be the number one sports venue in my opinion.
I think you'd have a hard time topping it.
Like, you go any sport,
yeah,
anytime, I'm going Augusta National.
Yeah. Well, and what's so cool about this event, too, is that the next 4 days, look, that golf course and everything and the broadcast, it's all pretty well buttoned up and stuffy and tucked in shirt. But what's nice about this is they just go completely the opposite way pretty much. And it's just, I don't want to call it a free for all, but they go out there and they have fun and it's all about having fun.
Yeah. Like, you know, women and children on the course.
Yeah, exactly.
Right alongside. I saw Condoleezza Rice on the tee box. Like, it's like, you may think you're highfalutin. You still got to work that tee box. You're an usher today,
yeah.
Condi. I don't care what your role was in our government. I don't care the fact that you were apparently interviewed for the Cleveland Browns head coaching job for some reason. You're going to be working this T-box.
Head coaching job?
You remember that?
That would have been so
You remember Browns. That Shefty? He said that they were considering Condoleezza Rice.
Man, are we sure that wasn't an April Fool's?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a thing. I get, man, that would have been so Browns.
Yeah. November 18th, pretty far away from April Fool's.
Not April Fool's.
This comes from Adam Schefter. Browns want to interview Condoleezza Rice for head coaching job.
Is the river that polluted?
What? I mean, she was in talks to be NFL commissioner like a decade
like
so
that I can
ago,
see. That,
no.
That would make sense. But head coach?
How great is that?
Man.
Lifelong Browns fan.
Like team president. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean?
But... Shattering glass ceilings.
Man.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if no matter...
Condi calling for the spider-y banana.
No matter what your... No matter what your team does, just know there was a time where the Cleveland Browns, it was a legitimate report from an NFL newsbreaker and Adam Schefter.
That's amazing.
That they were going to, they wanted to interview her for the head coaching job, which she said no to. She know. She know. I think they did a pretty good job. Kevin Stefanski's done an okay job.
He's done okay.
He coached Joe Flacco to comeback player of the year.
Yeah, what level of desperation are you at as an organization, though?
Oh, pretty desperate. I think we forget how bad the Browns are.
Hillary Clinton was a pretty good senator. Maybe we should call her. Like, what the hell are we doing?
I have a feeling like that is the line of thinking there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, who are Browns fans? That'd be, like, honestly... Blazers fired Chauncey Billups. Woj says, the Portland Trail Blazers have contacted Katie Lang about her interest in the head coaching job. What?
I think Katie Lang knows more of the X's and O's, though,
oh,
than the
do.
Other two. Absolutely.
It's the most Blazers thing I've heard all month. God.
Oh, good golly,
Miss Molly. Say she's got a constant craving for NBA basketball.
Is that a song of hers? Because I do
That's
not.
That's her most famous song.
Constant craving.
If you heard it, you'd recognize it.
Has always been, yeah.
You would recognize it.
I'm singing it and he's still like, what the hell are you doing?
No. And you did a good job of singing that. Like, I don't know if that's what the song sounds like,
what,
but
late
I enjoyed 80s, your
early 90s?
Rendition of it. Yeah, I have no idea. Not big into the Katie Lang catalog.
Well, nor am I. I just know that one.
Yeah, I do not. I have no idea about that really at all. At all.
1992.
Okay. 1992.
Yeah.
All right. I was 8 years old. Can't see how I missed that one. Just slipped right past me. All right. Let's head up north. This is another wild story out of Seattle. How? Next on the fan. All right, I want to say this is a former, we'll use this as former Washington Husky, Tybo Rogers.
I think he's only currently suspended.
Yeah, I have a feeling that
probably
this
soon
is,
to be former.
Yeah. He has been charged with second and third degree felony rape charges. The running back, apparently two different occurrences.
Yes.
In October and November of last year.
Well, the first one, I think he first met her at a Halloween party. The incident happened in November. But then the second one, I believe, was in February, I think. No, I'm sorry. Charged or...
The allegations came to light in February from
Thank
the
you.
November incident, but two different charges, and he was arrested on Friday, and this is all just coming out. And look, Christian Capel of On Montlake, he has got a detailed and rather graphic write up on the allegations.
It's pretty unsettling,
but. This goes back to the larger story and the larger issue here is that the University of Washington knew about the first allegation.
Yes.
Suspended him temporarily. and then allowed him to play in both the college football playoff semifinal and championship game.
Yeah, but also after not letting him travel to the Pac-12 championship game.
That's right.
So they held him out of that and then brought him back.
And then they brought him back on the roster. And then, like, this is where you get into the university doing their due diligence or lack thereof.
Right.
And bringing a player back. But then you also have, like, another layer of this story, which I think Jed Fish did the right thing, is when he took over the program and from Kalen DeBoer, who left, you get to lay the land on what's going on,
mm-hmm.
right? When he found out about the allegations, immediately, boom, suspended.
Yeah.
Done. They're going to let it play out. They're going to, because he will have his day in court.
Right.
And that's why it is a suspension right now. But Jed Fish is sitting there answering questions yesterday at UW's practice.
Yeah.
And there was a reporter that goes, he was like, when I find out about the allegations, I suspended him. That's it. He's not part of the program.
Yeah.
A reporter asks him, she tells him, that's not true.
Uh-huh.
Because you found out about this, and then you let him play in the Sugar Bowl in the national championship game. And he was like, I wasn't the coach.
Yeah, nothing like being loud and wrong.
God, who they give credentials to anybody nowadays.
Well, I mean, I feel that is a news reporter who is covering the team, sports reporter.
Do your research.
Yeah, do a little
you
digging, man.
Should know that Jed Fish took over the program after the season ended.
They probably aired the press conference on their news station or clips of it. Come on.
But the details that Christian Capel lays out, they are graphic, and this does not look good for Tybo Rogers or the University of Washington, which could find themselves in some legal hot water if you are allowing him to continue to play for the university.
How much does
if nothing else, reputationally?
How much does like Kalen DeBoer and his staff have to answer about this?
Yeah, like I feel like the University of Washington wouldn't have to present them, but if there were legal charges to them specifically, there's nothing like Kalen or Alabama can do. They have to go respond to that, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows what there could be, but reputationally, yeah, I think that these are questions. And look, this isn't the first head coach who's done this. We know this.
Urban helped Aaron Hernandez get back on the field.
Well,
I mean, that's one of 1,000 examples.
And those questions should be asked to Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Will it matter?
No.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
No, it won't.
Yeah, he just skated.
Because that is the past, and they'll cite the details being very sketchy, but Christian Capel is able to track down a lot of these details. And look, at the time when these things happen, we also do have to have, you know, our legal system in this country is you're presumed innocent until you're found guilty in a court of law,
right?
And that's what he is going to lean on. And maybe the details that we now know since he was charged formally on Friday, like think of how long and how much time is elapsed. It's half a year.
Yeah.
Right. We've had they're on two different athletic directors since these, they had Troy Dannon in October. Now they've got Pat Chun from Washington State as their AD. Like it's been 6 months since these incidents happened. And this doesn't excuse any of it.
No.
But the details that they had then could be far different than obviously what Christian Capel has put out on Montlake, which if it is found that they knew the severity and the details that are outlined here, then that's a different story.
Yeah. And what's funny is, too, because at the time when they held him out of the Pac-12 championship game, they asked Ryan Grubb about it, and he said that Rogers was, quote, working through some things, some challenges he's had off the field, end quote.
Challenges, my God. That is a disingenuous quote, I think, at the least there. You would hope that the the whole fixer mentality in college football, because there are, allegedly, most of these really good blue chip teams have people behind the scenes that, you know, if their star players get into trouble, they can handle it and keep them in the game. Yeah. I don't know if that's what happened here, but at least from the outside, allegedly, that's what it looks like. Do you think now in 2024, in the state of our world, and, you know, the Me Too movement has happened, do you think that maybe this could be the start of good riddance to college football fixers? And I understand power and money are always going to move the needle, but this is too egregious.
Yeah, no, every team's they're all going to have their own version of the wolf.
Mm-hmm. Even after Aaron Hernandez came out convicted murder, I mean, we are seeing time after
hasn't changed
after
since
time.
Then. If it didn't then, why will it now?
No, I mean,
because it keeps happening. That's my question, I guess.
And this is the thing, and we got a text there saying that, you know, Fish brought Rodgers back from the transfer portal in late January. The allegations had been known for months. When you, again, this is like part of your process when you go through taking over a program, and again, we don't know the nitty gritty of the details.
Right.
At that time, when he took over, you know that there's an allegation, but in an ongoing investigation by authorities, it's not going to be as black and white as it is. Because if it was as clear as some people wanted to paint it, they wouldn't have waited until April to charge the young man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, is this a long time? Yeah. You think you'd be able to move a lot more swiftly, not just for our legal process, but for the victims, you know, the alleged victims in this situation. You want to have a more quick moving process or swift moving process. But the fact is that obviously we know a hell of a lot more now than what Kalen DeBoer knew or Jed Fish knew, because Jed Fish was pretty emphatic when he said, no longer a part of our program, right? And I suspended him immediately, like, cut those ties. And that's why I said former, even though he technically is suspended. Fish was pretty emphatic. When I found out what happened, or what was alleged, no longer part of our program.
Right.
Now, if it does come to light, and this, all of these dirty secrets, they do, in what Washington knew, when they knew it, how much they knew, that's when this thing gets truly ugly.
Yeah. And the hope is that Fish didn't wait too long.
Yep.
You know, to try to make his move. Cause yeah, it's just the whole thing's so gross.
It doesn't sound like he did. It is gross. And I if you are interested on Montlake, Christian Capel, he's got a lot of the details on it.
Yes.
But again, like,
don't eat first.
Another day, another sick criminal story.
Yeah,
in our purview, in our sports world. All right, hour number three, right around the corner. This is Danny and Dusty, a Rusty and Dusty edition on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.